Welcome to The Good We Can, a weekly podcast from Sun Prairie United Methodist Church in Sun Prairie, Wisconsin. My name is Bill Anzio. Thanks for joining me. The name of our podcast, The Good We Can, comes from John Wesley, the founder of Methodism, who summed up our calling as followers of Jesus with these words: "Do all the good you can, by all the means you can, in all the ways you can, in all the places you can, at all the times you can, to all the people you can, as long as ever you can." We turn to the Old Testament book of Psalms for Psalm 133. Look at how good and pleasing it is when families live together as one. It is like expensive oil poured over the head, running down onto the beard, Aaron's beard, which extended over the collar of his robes. It is like the dew on Mount Hermon, streaming down onto the mountains of Zion, because it is there that the Lord has commanded the blessing, everlasting life. Our devotion this week was written by Theodore Hebert, Francis A. McGaugh Professor Emeritus of Old Testament at McCormick Theological Seminary, editor and translator of the Common English Bible, member of the Mennonite Church, and has served as pastor of the Boston Mennonite Congregation. A colleague and I taught a workshop about caring communities in the summer of 2021 with 10 men at the Cook County Jail in Chicago, sponsored by McCormick Theological Seminary. We wanted to learn about caring communities like the one the psalmist celebrates in this psalm, when brothers live together as one. So we studied together the stories of families and their conflicts in Genesis, the stories of Cain and Abel, Isaac and Ishmael, Jacob and Esau, and Joseph and his brothers. We called the workshop Community, Conflict, and Restoration. We wanted to understand better how fragile even the best communities can be, how badly conflict can damage them, and how essential it is for their members to find ways to heal and rebuild damaged relationships. I had read and studied these stories for years, but I had never quite grasped one essential fact about them until our conversations at Cook County Jail. We asked the participants to consider the following questions as they studied these four stories of brotherly conflict. Who causes the conflict? Whom does the conflict harm? Who restores the relationships and rebuilds the community? I had always thought of these stories with a single villain, a single victim, and a single savior. But in our conversations, we came to realize that each member of the community, in their own unique way, is implicated in the conflict, is victimized by it, plays some role in rebuilding relationships, and is healed when community is restored. When it comes to community, we're truly all in it together. There are no single villains in caring communities, and there are no single heroes. Caring communities remain alive and enduring when we recognize how we are all capable of contributing to the conflict, capable of being harmed by it, capable of rebuilding relationships, and capable of being healed. God, remind us how much we rely on one another to build caring communities. Amen. And now a question for continued reflection on today's devotion, and especially Psalm 133. How do you experience God's extravagant love for you? What is your response to this love? You've been listening to the Good We Can podcast from Sun Prairie United Methodist Church. Please join us for worship this Sunday at 8:30 and 10:45 a.m., in person or online. Sun Prairie United Methodist Church is located at 702 North Street in Sun Prairie, just south of Northside Elementary School. Our online worship can be accessed from the worship page on our church website, sunprairieumc.org. And may God bless you until we meet again next time on The Good We Can.